Your relationship with your parents.
Of course, your physical parents are of great significance to you, for if it were not for their relationship with each other, you would not exist in your current physical form. But there are many misunderstandings, or what we call flawed premises, around your relationship with your parents. From your non-physical vantage point, you understood that your physical parents would be your important avenue into physical experience, and that you would be born into a stable enough environment to be able to get your physical footing. You knew that your parents, or others like them, would receive you and introduce you to your new environment. You knew that there would be a time of acclimation, and you felt enormous appreciation for those who would welcome you. You understood that your parents, who were already acclimated to their physical environment, would help you in finding food and shelter and physical stability, but you did not intend to look to them to determine your life's purpose for you, or for guidance about the correctness or effectiveness of your physical journey. In fact, from your non-physical perspective before your birth, you knew that your personal guidance would be more intact and therefore more effective on the day you were born than would be the guidance of the adults who would greet you. In other words, when you were first born into your physical body, the relationship between you and you, your non-physical inner being, was such that you were nearly still that one pure positive energy. But in those very first new days in your physical body, you began to experience a gradual shift in your own consciousness, just as you knew you would, as you began to garner your personal perspective from your physical vantage point of your new earth environment. And in that process, your energy or consciousness became two instead of one. In other words, as the new infant in your mother's arms, you had two vibrational vantage points active within you, and so you then began to feel emotions. Since you had just come from an environment where you had absolute knowledge of the well-being of the universe and of planet Earth and of all that is, when your mother held you and worried about you, you felt uncomfortable. When your parents felt overwhelmed with their lives, you felt uncomfortable. When they gazed at you in pure love and appreciation, you felt the alignment of their beings and you felt comfort. But even in your infancy, you remembered that it was not their job to shine their alignment on you. You remembered even then, even before you could talk or walk, that it was not their job to provide a haven of comfort and aligned energy for you. You knew it was your job, and you knew you would figure it out. And meanwhile, you were able to easily withdraw back into the alignment of your oneness, and so you slept, often. You came into this physical environment knowing that you would be surrounded by contrast right from the beginning, and that this contrast would provide the nucleus of the creation of your own life experience. You understood that just by being present in this earth environment, you would automatically find your own preferences, and that both wanted and unwanted aspects would be of benefit to you. And most of all, you knew that you would be the one, the only one, who would or could choose for you. However, by the time you came into the life experience of your parents, they had, in most cases, all but forgotten that about you, which brings us to another flawed premise.